welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Bow.
Bow.
Sorry.
We were just making that noise earlier.
Oh, God. Like, there's this episode of We Hate Movies where they, like, make that noise, and I can't stop making it now.
It is the Birdo noise.
It's the Birdo noise, and I just can't stop making it now.
Bow.
Like, I just walk around the house, like, making that noise with the cats.
It's fun.
It's a fun noise to make. Try it at
when
home.
When you're stressed out, you're just going to be like, ow.
I know. You just can't stop making it. It's, so I blame them. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
So we have a comic to talk about today, but we actually saw a few movies.
We did.
First of which was Wonder Woman.
Yes, finally saw Wonder Woman.
We teased that last week.
Yep.
And here we are.
Yeah. Post-Wonder Woman world.
Yeah, it's a post-Wonder Woman world.
It is.
Here in 2017.
The nightmare that is 2017.
Yes. The continued nightmare that is 2017.
Yeah, we saw Wonder Woman, and I'll let you go first and give your impressions of it.
You know, no spoilers here. I enjoyed it. I really did. It had a coherent story, which I feel that most of these DC movies have been lacking.
Mm-hmm.
There was...
Well, they haven't lacked any story.
Well, there haven't been... I mean, like...
Being coherent.
Everything else has been, like, a mess. Like, Suicide Squad was obviously, like, the studio fighting with the director, fighting with, I don't know, Jared Leto. It was ridiculous. And it was, like, half music video, half a gritty action movie.
I don't even know why it was made.
It was a mess.
Like, it was just one of those things where I felt like it was such a random decision to make it.
Yeah.
Based on, like, a bunch of characters that they think would have been popular.
Sure.
You know, to include in this movie.
Yeah.
That just makes sense, which...
Yeah. So that was a mess. Obviously, Beavis. Batman v Superman was a disaster because mm-hmm. they were just like, here's all this crap. We're throwing this crap here. We're going to stop in the middle to show you some trailers. And then there's a fight with like a really stupid Lord of the Rings troll.
Yeah.
So that was a mess. And then, you know, Superman obviously was a mess. Man of Steel. So yeah, I feel this one was good because they didn't try to shove a whole lot of shit into it.
No.
She got an origin story, but it was not, you know, overbearing.
Yeah.
It was well done. We had a beginning, middle, and end. There was a story. There was a purpose for these characters to do what they were doing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was a perfect movie, but it was definitely good.
Yeah, no, it was definitely good. It wasn't you went into it and then, you know,
you weren't like, why?
Like, why did they do all this stuff? Why is this so terrible?
Yeah.
You know, no, I mean it's really good. And you know, you should go out of your way to check it out.
Yeah.
Be forewarned, it is long.
Yeah, it's 2 hours and 20 minutes.
It's 2 hours and 20 minutes.
I think that was excessive. There was definitely some stuff that could have been cut.
I mean, it didn't feel as long as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But I wasn't ready for it to be that long.
It was excessively long.
Because when we went to the Arclight and they announced the movie before it starts, and they're like, oh, and this movie's 2 hours and 20 minutes. And I think you can never hear everybody just go like, what?
Yeah.
No, wait. Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
I'm over this whole all movies need to be over 2 hours thing.
Yeah.
Give me a nice tight 87 minute movie. Like, I miss the days when I could just be like
87 minutes or 90 minutes.
Yeah,
or
92
minutes.
I miss when I could just be like, oh, I'm going to watch this quick horror movie and it's only 87 minutes and mm-hmm. it's just I'm in and I'm out and I'm done.
Yeah.
Now every movie you see is like, here's a 3 hour fucking epic that doesn't need to be a 3 hour epic.
Yeah,
I mean, they could have probably cut that down to 2 hours.
Totally.
For sure.
Yeah.
There was definitely some stuff that was like,
Yeah,
but you know, I thought it was good. I feel they got her character right.
They did,
you know,
yes.
her
the tonality of the character.
Yeah, you know,
like what the character stands for.
Yeah,
you know,
and how
has
she
stood for.
Yes,
throughout its existence.
Yes, and how she is, you know, standing there to, you know, fight for the little guy, and it was also really, really great to see a hero who wanted to save the lives of innocent people.
Yeah,
we haven't seen that a lot in the DC cinematic universe.
Yeah,
because they've just been like, "Fuck it, kill them all." But she is actively trying to save people.
What is it, a city? Let's fight in it.
Yeah. No. She's actively like, no, I have her entire reason is they're killing innocent people. I have to
see.
Help
now I'm
them.
Just thinking about Batman, the guy, or Batman v Superman, where the guy's like in the city, you know, on his phone. It's like waiting for Bruce Wayne to be like, waiting to leave.
Yeah. He was in the tower, and like Superman's ripping shit down, and then he's just like waiting for him to call to like send people home.
Like,
so there's
home
like
now.
Probably some dude like doing a spreadsheet, like Superman like goes through the wall.
I know. But at least Wonder Woman was like, you know, she's like, that was like a big thing. She's like,
that was
oh
what
God.
She was doing. And that, which is the core of her character,
yeah.
is to save the innocent.
Yeah.
That was good. It was good to see that. I thought Chris Pine was good as Steve Trevor. Yeah. I mean, he was fine. He's just another Chris. But I didn't find him objectionable.
No, it was good. It was a good spot for him to be in.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think he played that off really well. You know, and plus, you know, he definitely carries the male lead part of a movie well enough, you know, having the experience of being Captain fucking Kirk.
He was good, and I thought, you know, there is obviously like a twist that if you pay any attention to movies you will see coming,
mm-hmm.
like from 8 million miles away you'll be like, oh, I know how this is gonna
and
go
I'll be on, and I'll be and
which
and,
is dumb
and I'll be honest the twist did,
is stupid
the twist is stupid and I was actually kind of let down by it. I don't know, without getting into it, I was kind of like, when they made the twist,
the reveal
I was like, really, this is it?
Yeah.
This is dumb.
Yeah, I already knew that. But I was of course it is.
Here's the thing. I didn't put it together.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, no, I saw it coming.
I didn't put it together, but at the same time, I was like, what?
Yeah.
It was equated to me, like Scream 2, when it was revealed that Jackie from, who Jackie? Jackie from Roseanne was the killer. Yeah. Sorry for spoiling Scream 2.
Yeah, Scream 2 that's been out for over a decade.
Yeah. But yeah, it was. Yeah, that was a bummer, and then
kind of dumb. I was just like, okay.
Yeah,
I guess.
And some of the, and it's there is just saying there's parts that are needlessly long, you know, and there are a few parts when you can call bullshit.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. It's not a perfect movie.
No,
but
it's not. But
for what it is, and considering how poorly DC has been doing,
yeah,
this is a huge step up.
Oh, this is a tremendous.
This is a really, really good one. This is. You're like, yeah, all right, this could be up there. If you were going to rank superhero movies, this would be up towards the top.
No, and I think a lot of people are that see it, and hopefully a lot of you will see it.
Yeah.
You'll be pleasantly surprised, because for us, at least for me, you know, the expectations going into it are quite low.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I expected this to tank.
Like, you expected it to be, you know, like, oh, man, these trailers are good.
Yeah.
Or these trailers are whatever, but the movie's just going to be ass.
The trailers for Man of Steel, like, they made me cry.
Yeah.
I was so excited to see them. They were beautiful. I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see this movie. And I was so let down.
I don't know. I think you like Man of Steel more.
I liked Man of Steel more than Batman v Superman.
Totally. Yeah.
But it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. So that's why my expectations were so low for this.
Yeah.
Plus, this
was
all...
after Suicide Squad, I mean, the bar was really low.
Yeah, not only that, but I was like, if this is bullshit, I'm literally never seeing another DC Warner Brothers movie.
Oh, don't worry. They'll make up for that with Suicide or with Justice League.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm sure. Now Justice League is going to be a pile of trash.
Now it's just going to be, you know, it's just going to be like, it's just...
We're right back.
I mean... You know, I know he's going through some rough times, but you know, Zack Snyder, you know, smearing his balls on it.
Pretty much.
I mean, but Joss Whedon's coming in for a little
bit. Sure. I mean, we'll see how that's going. I mean, my heart goes out to Zack Snyder and his family for what he's going through at this particular moment in time. That does not mean that I think he's a good director.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good, though.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, and we'll see how Justice League pans out.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, there was a little, and this is not a spoiler because it's literally the first scene of the movie where Wonder Woman gets a suitcase from Batman.
Yeah.
Which, that was really dumb that it had to come in like an armored Wayne Enterprises car. It didn't just come by courier.
Yeah, they have to.
That's literally the first scene in the movie. It's not a spoiler.
Her and Batman have a little bit of a correspondence.
Yeah. And I thought that was, I was like, oh, okay. But like, but the thing, all right, calm down, Bruce.
But what's great is that, okay, but what's great, what I think is great is that the movie doesn't revolve around all that bullshit.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't revolve around, you know, all the Bivis bull crap that, you know, we've met humans and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
know,
yeah, like, no.
you know, Lex Luthor shoving candy in people's mouths.
Yeah, no, there's none of that.
It's just like,
here's the story about what happened.
You know, it's like, she's like, oh, well, let's think about my story. And then she tells the story, and then the story happens, yeah. And it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, all right, cool. So there's some rad stuff going on in it. Definitely check it out.
Mm-hmm. I thought the end, there's a fight at the end, obviously, with like a big bad.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little typical.
Yeah.
Very CGI, and it was a little long.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's still good.
It definitely has its tropes.
Sure, absolutely.
It definitely has its tropes.
And no after credit scene, so if you're looking for that, there is none.
Well, DC doesn't do those.
I know, I'm just saying.
They kind of do stuff
like... I would hope that they'd finally get on board, because there was one in Suicide Squad.
No, I think they don't do them because Marvel does them.
But there was one in Suicide Squad. It was, remember, Batman talking to Amanda Waller?
Was that after credits, or wasn't that like, was that like right after the end of...
I thought it was after credits. Was like literally the credits rolled, and it was credits rolled for like 30 seconds, and then we had that scene.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I meant. But that's not like I still wanted that,
and I didn't get that.
Well, they should... You know what, though? But you know, this movie didn't need it. It was already long enough.
Yeah.
And it told what it had... It did what it had to do, and then it's done.
Yeah.
And now we get to move on to Justice League and see what the hell goes on with that.
Yeah.
So good on you, Wonder Woman. Please see it. Please support it because I'm hoping it'll do well. And it was just great to see. I think it's good because people are actually we'll go to see this and be like, oh, you know what? This is a good movie. You know, they can take their kids to see it.
No, and that was true. We saw that, you know, going in, there were kids there. I mean, not like little kids, but there were...
Is it PG or PG-13?
I think it's PG-13. I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Okay. Because there were definitely some PG-13 moments, but there's no, like, blood.
There's definitely no blood.
I mean, there's some blood.
There was one moment where there was no blood, and I was like, there really should be blood in this scene.
Well, no, totally sure there should have been blood. I mean, there was...
Because
there's a lot of slicey, stabby shooting.
Yeah, there's no blood, but there was no fuck either. Like, the F-bomb didn't get dropped.
No, they didn't need to.
Mm-mm.
You know, they were just, they're fine.
I mean, also, it's 1918.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was just going to say, like, there were kids there, which was great to see. There were little, actually, before we were walking in, there were, like an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old girl, like, with homemade, like, Wonder Woman symbols, like, taped to their shirts.
Yeah, and their father's taking pictures.
Taking a picture, and they're doing, like, the little cross wrists with their little homemade gauntlets, and that was cute. And there were, you know, young boys there, too, which was awesome.
I want to say this, too, because there was that whole controversy, I won't even call it controversy.
Controversy just in quotes.
Dumb fuckery of the people, of the dudes being like, hey, how dare
he has one screening.
How dare does the Animal Draft House actually have one screening of just for women in a private business? You know, how dare you do that?
And it's only one. It's not like it's the whole thing. It's one. And it, idiots.
Right. So, but I here's the thing, though. It's like, you mean to tell me that you're being pissed off about this, and then you go see this movie? It's like, this is like the antithesis of everything you.
That's the thing.
Into, you know.
Yeah. No. That's.
But
there is still shooty, stabby, exploding.
I mean, I get. Yeah. Sure. Great. But I mean, there's also a lot of, like, when she's doing action, she's doing action.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's some cool scenes. Definitely. Like when the Amazons are fighting, you're like, yeah.
I was actually getting a little bit welled up watching that stuff because I was like, man, this is great.
Yeah.
And like, for goddamn once, thank you somebody for doing something like this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at least, I mean, I know there's been movies that are like this.
Sure.
But I mean, it feels like such a chore to get something like that out.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, yeah, you got your Kill Bills and your...
Sure.
You know, I know that I'm blanking on a million other movies that are like this, but, you know, or like, you know, anything that, you know, the Lucy or whatever that was.
Sure.
But, you know, this is, you know, a bona fide superhero that stands for goodness in humans, you know, which in 2017 is a debatable aspect in a lot of them.
Right.
You know, that's why I was having a little bit of a hard time watching it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wish you were real to stand up and just fuck everything up.
Yeah. And I mean, that's front and center, I think, in this movie is absolutely about like the evil of humanity and how Diana, who believes in the ultimate goodness of humans, has to deal with it. Like it's a challenge for her, and it's a good thing to see, especially in 2017.
No kidding.
Like literally every day is just like, oh, everything is more evil than yesterday. That's cool.
So real quick,
Two other movies I wanted to mention, or two other things I want to mention. First of all, there was a trailer
in the beginning
of
Wonder Woman. Yeah.
For a movie called Geostorm.
Oh yeah, no, fuck that.
I saw Day After Tomorrow, and that's a chore.
Yeah, Day After Tomorrow wasn't like when we're just like, oh, climate change is like an inevitability at this point. Right. We're all gonna get fucked. Geostorm was just like, hey, do you want to watch the weather destroy literally everything? And you're like, no, I don't. Thank you, though. And like, it's just literally you watch all the buildings go down. 5,000 9/11s, just building after building after building because of like tornadoes. And this is just the trailer. And waves and lightning. And you're just like, nope.
Yeah, I'm not going to see
I don't
that.
Think so.
I don't think anybody should see
I that. Don't need to see what's going to happen to us in 5 years.
Like, just give me Twister.
No, thank you.
Give me Twister and give me... You give me your lower key ones about tidal waves and shit.
Yeah.
I'll watch those. I don't need to see.
If you would have given
because what's the point of the movie Geostorm when it's like the world is fucked and then it's like, well, then what's left?
You're like, yes, the world is fucked. Congratulations, I live in this world.
Like, is that the first like 25 minutes and then like the rest of the movie is just like. Just some guy, you know, people shrugging, be like,
Yeah. Oh, there's also one scene in that trailer where literally a plane, like a 747 or something, covered in ice, just drops out of the sky.
Yes.
It's a bullshit movie. And I was just like, no, thank you.
Yeah, that's.
I will be living it soon. I really don't need to see it.
I know. Because here's the thing. You know that they wrote this movie,
like,
and they
way,
shot this movie. Like yeah. this was a thing that was greenlit like years. Like
yeah, it's really shitty timing.
Like 5 years ago, and now they're like, well, we gotta put this out. We already spent like a bajillion dollars making that plane fall out of the sky.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, what a shitty timing to literally put it out like the day after. Or like put out the trailer like right as Trump is like, haha, we don't care about global climate change, haha, fuck you. And you're like,
just had Trump drop his ass out of the sky. Just had a frozen Trump just fall big sky, go giant.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel bad for everybody who like made that movie because what shitty timing. But
I'll watch. I'll probably win an Oscar. Suicide Squad won an Oscar. All bets are off, guys.
That's true.
That was the thing that
happened
this year.
This is the world we live in, you guys.
2018 Best Special Effects Geostorm.
Yeah, maybe.
Shout out to Oscar winners Geostorm 2018 at the last ever Oscars.
Yeah, before it gets like, you know, just
before Geostorm happens in the fall.
Yeah, before literally all of LA just falls off into the ocean and we all drown.
Nice.
RIP us.
And last thing, we literally just watched Batman and Bill.
It's on Hulu and it's a documentary.
Yes.
And it is a documentary about Bill Finger,
yeah,
basically, and the guy who wrote the book on uncovering Bill Finger's contribution to creating Batman.
Yes,
because as we know, Bob Kane has his name all over it. He for years was like, "I'm the only creator," blah 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 blah. But the person who really contributed pretty much everything of the Batman mythos that we know today was Bill Finger.
Yeah,
and he didn't get any credit, and he died in a shitty apartment with his rent like way overdue.
Yeah,
and
he died with his TV on.
Yeah, and his buddy found him. Like it was just sad.
It's really sad. It's a really hard documentary to watch in some respects.
Yeah, because Bill Finger got fucked. Basically,
Finger got fucked, and then you learn about some of his family and how, you know, the guy that did the documentary, and I'm forgetting his name. It was like Mark Tyler. Something,
yeah.
And this guy has, you know, just been working on this forever. This guy's been working on this forever, and he
just trying to get this,
just trying to track down anybody that's related or that knew him,
yeah,
or just something like that, and just having such a,
or just and just trying to get some sort of credit for him,
yeah,
just to get his, which it did finally happen, which you see in the documentary,
right? It did finally happen,
which we know it's. But I feel bad because of the when DC released the letter to say Bob Finger or
Bill Finger
is going to get credit. The two things that they mentioned, because those were the two most recent things coming out, was Gotham,
right,
and Batman v Superman. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
two of the most
weirdest fucking things. I don't know.
And you know what? He also probably got credit for Suicide Squad too, because Batman's in that.
That's true.
You know they probably threw his name up there for that. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, look, good on the family. Now they're, you know. I just imagine it's like...
Yeah, I'm sure they're not getting, like, you know... I'm sure there's no money.
There's enough money.
I'm sure there's enough money, but I'm sure that they're also getting fucked, like Siegel and Schuster's family is getting fucked.
Yeah, they're probably not getting what they deserve.
No, absolutely not.
Because I'm certain that, you know, the agreement for that to be a thing,
yeah,
the recognition probably came at the cost of... things that, you know, probably, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there was
a lot of signing away rights.
Yeah, a lot of things
after, where it's like a payout, like, or something.
Not, it's like, well, we, you know, you'll get to wear this pin.
Yeah, and you get to come to the premiere.
You get to come to
the
movie premiere. You get to, you know, we get to say that things are cool.
Yeah.
You know?
We came to an agreement and he'll get credit, but you're not going to get any profit.
It just makes me feel uncomfortable about DC, and especially Bob Kane. I knew Bob, I mean, especially because I didn't realize that
he should have been a wrestler. Like, there were some shots in there where he's coming out to, like, do the premiere of Batman in 89
in 89,
and he's like stepping out of a fucking limo and he's got a velvet bat cape and he's just like walking around, like looking at the crowd, like totally milking it. I'm like, dude, should have been a fucking wrestler.
He is the Vince McMahon of comic books, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he really is.
But there's also like that moment, or is that the one panel where somebody was like, hey, what's up with Bob Kane? Or Bill Finger and him getting credit, and DC's like, no, man, we're good. And it's like, you know,
and the family was like, no, man, we're not.
He's like, no, we're not. And it's like, you know, I mean, you know, that was something like whatever, you know, Jokers are up there. You know,
whoever it was sitting up there.
You know, whatever, probably Dan Didio, probably.
Probably.
Probably made some, probably made like a whoopee cushion noise.
I like that,
you and I have been like, oh, man, you know, comic books, welcome to DC. And then yet we beat those guys up so much.
Oh, yeah, we like shit
on
them.
But I don't regret it.
No, I don't regret it either.
I mean, you can make, whoever it is, if you work at DC, you know, I mean, I'm almost 100% certain that maybe 99.9% of people that work there or do anything of note there do not listen to this show.
Oh, I'm sure. Nobody does. No one listens to this show.
No, there it isn't. I know how many people listen to the show.
Yeah, it's like no
one.
And
I'm fairly certain what one of them is somebody from DC. But it just made me uncomfortable a little bit, because I was like,
well,
it's like, but here's the thing. There are also, I just play devil's advocate on this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, a lot of this stuff that's being claimed was his.
Sure.
And granted, there is some factual info. You know, there is some info. You know, some tapes of Bob Kane backing it up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, so that's probably what put that over.
Yeah.
But a lot of this there's like no proof. There's no contracts. It was basically just like a handshake agreement back in 1939.
Right.
You know, for him to do a bunch of stuff. And, you know, and basically, you know, there was no real recourse, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, it's a business, and they treat it like a business.
Well, and I think that's also like, because, you know, you'll see this argument a lot online when... Like, Spider-Man is in a, like, Ultimate Spider-Man universe or whatever. He is now a black kid.
Yeah.
Or Iron Man is now a woman.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and people are like, oh, man, why are you doing that? Why can't they just come up with a different character if you want that, blah, blah, blah? And it's because of shit like this. Because if you're working at Marvel or DC today and you come up with a new character.
Yeah.
You don't own that character.
Yeah.
You don't get any of the profits, even if it's a huge character. So if you make the next Harley Quinn, you get nothing.
Yeah.
Except the paycheck that they gave you, because that character belongs to DC or Marvel.
Yeah.
And that's why you see this, like, we're just going to give it a new spin, because if you are a creator and you actually want to own that and, like, get profits and do something with it, you have to go independent.
Yeah.
So
that's why Quasar has been both a man and a woman.
Yeah, and that's why you're always going to see stuff.
I'm
like
almost
this.
That's it, because
it's 100% why that is, and I don't blame them. Do you? If I, like, seriously, like, if I was going to make a character that's going to be like Batman or Superman, it's going to be a huge fucking deal. But I wrote him for DC. I just get, oh, he's in DC, and people know that I created him, but I'm not getting any money from
it. Yeah, I mean, you get credit. You may get.
I might get some credit.
You get the credit and the recognition. You know, like, I'm certain everybody, a lot of
somebody might want to come see me at a con, but
yeah,
that's
people like
about
they'll come and see, you know, Marv Wolfman and be like, hey, man, you created Deathstroke or whatever, and they're,
oh, isn't that cool?
Oh, man, how cool! And it's like, yeah, you know, but he's not, you know, you don't see like. Created by Marv Wolfman. I mean, it's just, Deathstroke's just in stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. And they do what they want with it.
Yeah. I think that's a huge problem, I think, just in general. Because, like, I worked for some bullshit company forever ago. and it wasn't a creative company, but it was just like we had to sign an agreement that said if we come up with anything, even on our own time, that's even remotely related to our job, it belongs to the company.
Right.
So if I'm doing some shit in my garage that's kind of related to what I do at work, guess what? It belongs to the company now.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can understand why, you know.
Why the companies will do that.
Well, you can understand why people will be like, fuck this. I'm not giving you my creativity.
Yeah. No, that's why they'll make a million Green Lanterns. You know?
Yeah, and that's why you're going to keep getting, like, all this recycled shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's a
bit. Yeah, but watch Bob. Was it Bill and Batman?
And Bill?
Batman and Bill.
Batman and Bill.
On Hulu. It's stuff.
Definitely worth your time for like a history lesson.
Sure. And I'm sure most everybody who's like listening to the show knows.
But if you don't, it's a thing. There's some stuff I'm not, you know, I mean, you know me. I'm following like, who owns Wonder Man? You know? Stan Lee. Okay, great. Yep. Said and done.
Stan Lee,
why'd you make it? It's like, well, we wanted to make Wonder Man.
Stan Lee's actually in this documentary.
Stan Lee's in there going, you know.
He's like, interviewing Bob Kane.
Oh, two.
And I don't know how.
Two hams. How much ham? Jesus.
Well, I wonder like how old that footage is because I'm like, when did Bob Kane die?
Bob Kane died in, they said, 98.
Okay. Stan Lee looks exactly the same.
Stan Lee has looked the same from like.
Since the 40s.
He honestly
has, but like literally you see him in this documentary and it could have been filmed yesterday. He looks 100% exactly the same.
I think he's been the same age.
And you're like, holy fuck, you look the same.
40 years. But, yeah, no, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. Check it out. It's on Hulu if you have Hulu Prime or whatever the fuck it is. So.
Yeah, it's just Hulu.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's take a break. Let's talk about some, Marvel owned characters. In our book this week.
Yes.
This is an imaginary podcast, which may never have happened.
The Short Box Showcase.
But then again, may have. About a father and daughter. I'm Professor Allen.
And I'm Emily.
Who came from Ohio and talked about comics.
Identity Crisis.
Lone Wolf and Cub.
Hergé's Tintin.
White Tiger. It tells of their rise to glory, when the great guests were yet to be booked.
I didn't know this was going to be the Jimmy Olsen Hate Podcast.
It's always the Jimmy Olsen Hate Podcast.
And the great feats of editing not yet performed.
Ultraman, this is Ultra 7, this is Ultraman Jack, and this is Ultraman Taro, and this is Ultraman Leo, and this is Ultraman...
Of how they spoke at length. When I read a comic, story comes first and art comes second.
Continuity is really the brainchild of nitpicking nerds the world over.
Those are our people, Emily. And reviewed in brief tales that explore creatively the bounds of a given character's history.
Superman has basically the same relationship with Wonder Woman that he has with Batman.
Of brilliant creators before their fall from grace, this is the era where Miller is at the height of his creative and artistic powers, and the ability of strong writing to encapsulate and transcend its time.
Flash of Two Earths by Gardner Fox.
This is an imaginary podcast. Aren't they all? Shortbox Showcase is part of the Relatively Geeky family of podcasts. Check us out on the web at relativelygeekypodcast.blogspot.com or search in iTunes for Relatively Geeky or Shortbox Showcase. And remember, we're not experts.
We're just family.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Welcome back to Worst Collection Ever. And we have our book for this week. It is a returning book. And here's the thing. I actually went through like our back catalog and realized that we haven't done some issues of comics, you know, from certain series. Like some of them have dated back as almost more like 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, I think, like, for instance, like Legion of Superheroes, like it's been a really long time.
Okay.
But it doesn't feel like that long of a time ago.
No.
It feels like we just did it.
No.
But no, it's been a while. But, and this is one of those cases where I think we've only done one issue of this series, and that is The Secret Defenders. From this one in particular is Secret Defenders number 18 from August 1994. And I decided that, you know, because there's a bunch of Marvel stuff that we haven't done in a while. Like, it's been a while since we've done a Quasar. It's been a while since we've done G.I. Joe.
Oh, shit.
You know, it's been a while since we've done West Coast Avengers Avengers West Coast.
Yeah.
So that's pretty...
We've got some stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff to get to. So, you know, it's been a while. We've only done one issue of Wonder Man.
What the hell?
Because we've done only Wonder Man.
It's your favorite thing.
It's been Wonder Man, and we did a Marvel premiere with Wonder Man.
Mm.
But we have only done one issue of the actual series of Wonder Man.
Okay.
Owned and created by Stan Lee. Making sure that he does. but we haven't done some of these a while back, so, you know, I figured it's worth our time to revisit some of these books.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're going to do this week. So The Secret Defenders, number 18, from 1994. And you have on the cover, you got do you remember the premise of The Secret Defenders?
No. No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
So basically, Secret Defenders was you had.
I don't know why you're surprised by that answer. You looked at me like, are you serious? Yes. Yes, I am.
So basically, the series is kind of. You have.
A team
that exists every issue,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of changes. Like,
sure.
Like the Defenders in itself, the original Defenders were kind of like a non-team. They would always call it a non-team.
Right.
Because it was kind of, that was a dynamic thing. It was like, you know, first you always had Doctor Strange, Hulk, Namor, and, you know, I think mostly Nighthawk.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, eventually, you know, all those guys left, and then some, like, you know, Beast shows up, and you got Gargoyle, and you got all these people flipping around. And I love the Defenders. So in the 90s, they decided to give that another shot, and it started with just basically Doctor Strange. He'd, like, have a bunch of cards, and I can't remember which one we did. I think we did.
Well, we did do one, and he would, like, do something, and those were the people who would show up in it.
Yeah, so I think it was it... Now I'm blanking on which one we did because I know I could just easily look it up, but it was I think it was one of the earlier issues of the series.
Okay,
and he was like, Punisher and mm-hmm. like whoever. He just has a bunch of cards and he's like, oh, okay, these people come and help me. This is how I do it.
Yeah.
So what happened was eventually Doctor Strange got too weird in his own book.
Yeah.
So they decided to take him out of that, you know, take him out of Secret Defenders,
mm-hmm.
and. Decided to replace him with Dr. Druid.
Oh, that explains why he's in here.
That's why Dr. Druid is the head of the Secret Defenders.
Okay.
And then, and he's basically in charge of bringing together a bunch of weirdos every
to,
month.
To do a mission.
To do a mission.
Yeah.
So on the cover we have, it says, guest starring Iron Fist and Giant Man. Yeah. So they're technically the only person that gets called on is Giant Man, Hank Pym.
Yeah.
But you have...
Which I was really confused by the way.
What do you mean?
Because I didn't realize the Giant Man was a thing.
Oh, yeah. That's how he started.
I always thought he was Ant-Man.
But he's also Giant Man. He started like as a Giant Man when he first joined the Avengers. Or no, he started as Ant-Man, and then he became Giant Man. I mean, he's gone through
many different sizes.
Yeah, he's been Yellow Jacket. He's been...
Basically, at this point, he is like ordering fries at McDonald's. Do you want small fries? Do you want giant fries?
I would actually love to order... a Starbucks in the sizes of Hank Pym, but just based on like, would you like
Ant-Man?
Would you like Dr. Pym? Or would you like Giant Man?
I would love Giant Man, please.
I would love
what is the Trenta? Because the Trenta is the biggest size.
Well, then
does he get any bigger?
No, he only gets to the big size.
Oh, so I mean, it can't be like Atomic Ant-Man?
Atomic Galactus /...
Avenger movie Ant-Man, where he, like, gets really big?
No, he's this big here.
I thought he was bigger.
Well, he's only this big. I mean, he can't get too big.
But he gets really big in the movie.
He's big here, too. He's big. He can get bigger. I don't think he gets bigger. Here, we'll read it.
Yeah, but, again, was not aware that he went around being called Giant Man for a while.
Yeah.
Always thought he was Ant-Man. Wasn't aware that he was just like, I'm going to change my name.
Yeah, he's in this.
Because one guy even comes up to him later. He's like, oh, hello, Hank, a.k.a. Giant Man, a.k.a. Ant-Man, a.k.a. Yellow Jacket. You're like, stop being so many people.
A.k.a. Slappy McGee.
Yeah, unacceptable.
Yeah. So right now he's in his Big Show phase.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So Giant Man.
So on the cover, you have it says guest starring Iron Fist and Giant Man. Then you have basically the team fighting a bunch of
bugs. So you've got Iron Fist is here.
You got Iron Fist.
You've got Giant Man. You've got Dr. Druid. Uh-huh. You've got, what's this guy's name?
Cadaver
and
Shadow Woman.
And they're all fighting. And Shadow Woman looks a lot like Spider-Woman.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, her original costume looks a lot like Spider-Woman.
Really thought she was Spider-Woman.
No, it's that's a thing. And then
I was like, oh, wait, that's not her.
No, it's not. And I don't understand why that's what her costume
like,
looks
literally
like.
Looks, it's just like slightly pink.
No, her basically her spider. It's basically the Spider-Woman costume, but it's like
pink and blue.
It's like fuchsia and like cerulean.
Yeah, it's pink and blue instead of Spider-Woman.
Yeah,
but she looks exactly like Spider-Woman.
So they're fighting these bugs, and there's like all these different like tiny bugs, and then there's like
big bugs,
really ugly bugs. And you got centipedes flying around.
Yeah. It's
and
just gross.
You got like a ladybug in here. It's weird.
It's weird. So there's bugs, and you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So that's the cover. And then we open it, and on the splash page is like Dr. Druid's face, and he's just like, gotta go tea. He looks very evil.
Yeah.
And he says, you have no soul.
You have no soul. The story is called A Tiny Little War.
Dumb.
Oh, Stanley, you presented this. I blame you. You can have this one. Bill Finger ain't coming for this.
Nope. Sure isn't. He says, you have no soul. That's all it says.
You have no soul. I think of that. I think of that episode of The Simpsons where Bart didn't have a soul.
Well, that's right. And he was like trying to get across the river, like the river in his little boat by himself.
Yeah, and he couldn't do it. And then like they went to go eat. That was the one where Bart goes to eat. They go to eat at Sparkling Moe's or whatever Moe's Family Restaurant, whatever Moe called his restaurant.
Oh, what was
restaurant.
That called? Wasn't Flaming Moe's.
No, but I'm blanking on it. It's like
Uncle Moe's something.
Yeah, and it was the one where like they're sitting there, and you know, so they're having their, and for whatever reason, like Lisa starts to say grace, and she knows that Bart sold his soul.
Yeah.
So she's like, so let's. We're going to have, you know, please bless Mom's soul and Dad's soul and Maggie's soul. And she's looking right at Bart. And
yeah.
Bart just gets freaked out and he runs away. And he goes, he's like, he runs away when their food comes.
Yeah.
And he runs away because the food's there, and he runs away to get his soul back because he sold his soul to Millhouse.
Yeah.
Right. And so he sold his soul. And Homer's like, he's like, Bart, you forgot to finish her for spaghetti and mo balls. And he's like, and he goes to his head, and it's like, silence, you fool, they could be ours. And he starts, and then the next thing he's just eating, he's like, run, boy.
Yeah.
So
that's a great episode.
Well, they're all great. Yeah, those are all great stuff. Fun. That's also one where Mo's got the hat with the
Nebraska
fries.
You know, I love that one
fries.
So much. He's like, please take this off of my head. They'll
start to burn.
They're like, burning my flesh or whatever.
Burning my skull. take the fire extinguishers. I don't care. He's like,
take
it all. It's just bad memories.
I just love when he's like, Uncle Mo, why do you eat? He's like sitting there and like, I think it's one of the.
It's Rod.
It's Rod. And just very slowly like looking at him and like eating fries off of his head.
Wait, is that also when he has the flash fryer? And he's like, this thing can flash fry a buffalo in 45 seconds. And Homer's like, 45 seconds, but I want it now.
Yes.
Anyways, that was Simpsons talk. It's always Simpsons talk.
Let's put it that way.
Anyway, so we start off here with...
So Dr. Druid is talking to Cadaver.
See, now I just want to talk about The Simpsons.
I know. It's much more fun than this book.
No, this book is fun, but...
No, it's not. This book is no fun.
Yes, it
this
is.
This book... I fell asleep reading this book.
Well, it's also 9:30 and you watched a 3-hour Wonder Woman movie. You've had a long day.
I'm just so tired. I am an old, old woman. In fairness, I usually get up at 4:00 in the morning.
I know.
I did not today, but still. So he's talking to Cadaver, and he's like, hey, Cadaver, you have no soul.
Because Cadaver just became Cadaver. Basically, Cadaver's deal is Cadaver was like...
He's Solomon Grundy.
Basically. Yeah, actually, that's basically it. He was a
big, dead zombie,
like, he's like a
but he's smarter.
He's a smarter bro version of Solomon Grundy.
Yeah, because
he was like a teenager that was fucking around in the graveyard and like some
he
monster.
He got cursed
and now he's like, you know, he's got a cadaver body and he controls like a bone sword in his body. And
we'll talk about that bone sword.
Yeah. And so anyways, he's like, you know, but he's still got his personality.
Right. But the soul of what was his name? Like
Josh.
Josh something. He's like, it's gone. He's like, I'm not even really who I think I am.
No, it's not Josh, it's something else. Cody.
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 He's like, he's not, because the soul's gone. And he's like, so I don't have a soul. Why am I not dead? And
Dr. Drew's like, I don't know. Fuck if I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got this giant top knot.
Yeah, I've got like an insane top knot.
Okay, so here, let me just give you a bit of deal about Dr. Druid. So Dr. Druid
is evil.
He is pretty evil.
He has evil man eyebrows.
Well, that's the thing, because he's fucking evil. Because like,
is he evil or is he a good guy? No,
he was always a good. Okay, so he basically is like an occult doctor.
Is he like a Constantine type figure?
Yeah, basically. But he basically, you know, putzed around and he showed up, you know, he was in the Avengers for a while. And at one point he can telepathically control the Avengers to vote him as the chairman.
Okay.
So basically he used his mind and basically pissed off
Pointless figurehead, yay!
Yeah. And he basically pissed off Captain Marvel, the Monica Rambeau version of it. And, you know, he got involved with some aliens, and people don't like him in general. So what happened was, you know, this is back when, now here's the thing about Captain, and actually I just read this so it makes sense why he has a top knot.
Hmm.
Because what happened was he used to have the skullet or the hair, like he didn't have any hair. Carl, it looked like Carl from like a fit Carl of from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what he looked like.
Yeah.
And then he then he lost that body and came a fitter body.
Oh shit.
So now he's got a fitter body with a with the top same knot. Beard, but a sweet ass top knot, evil man eyebrows.
Yeah.
And he's got this weird ass.
Wears a lot of eyeliner.
Yeah. So basically he's talking to
Cadaver's like, I don't know why you're alive.
He's
cadaver.
Like, you got some retro metabolism. Like, you just made that up.
Yeah, retro metabolism is not a thing. And so he's like, oh, well, we can't talk about you right now because we have a visitor coming. And he's like, what? And he's like, no, trust me. I'm Dr. Druid. I know. So he picks up this like statue of a woman.
Yes.
And he like squeezes it. And like this chick in like a bandage dress comes out. And she's like super hot. And she's like, yo, it's me, Jillian. And
Jillian Michaels.
And she's like, hey, we have a visitor. And she's like, what the fuck? I don't hear anybody. And then the doorbell rings and she's like, fine, I'll go get it. And then Dr. Druid turns to Cadaver. He's like, don't tell her.
That just squeezed her out of a doll.
Well, don't tell her what happened. What's going on with her is weird.
Well, it is weird. And I can explain what's going on with her real quick.
Yeah.
So this is a shadow woman.
Okay.
And basically she was a chick. Jillian was a girl that was into the occult, and so she started hanging out with Dr. Druid.
No, that's a mistake.
And she started doing some seance-y, like, shit, and a demon came out and fucking killed her.
Oh. Right?
So Dr. Druid felt bad, and he sold his soul to this demon to bring her back, and then she's connected to the Dark Force also. So, but she doesn't know all this. She just knows she has a bunch of powers. And that she could become Shadow Woman or later on become Sepulchre.
So does he leave her in the statue?
But she stays in the statue for some reason.
But she's not aware of it.
I don't think so.
Because Cadaver's like, oh, it's like she was standing here the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, don't tell her.
Yeah. 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 And he basically just brings her up just so she could be like a maid and answer the door.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure she's happy about that.
And so she opens the door, and then who is this dipshit?
I don't know. Some wrestler.
Some wrestler.
He looks like, he's got a mustache. He looks like a wrestler.
He doesn't. You know what? I'll be honest. He kind of looks like Final Fury's Mike Hagger.
Sure.
From the video game.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he shows up. It's Matheson. He's a Matheson. He's a.
Yeah. He's with a covert.
Burrow 18. He's one of those covert dipshits.
Yeah, he's a covert guy. It doesn't matter. He's
like Men in Black without being cool.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, Dr. Druid, I need your help because there's like this bug problem. We would have called an exterminator, but we decided to call you guys instead.
Yeah, we need like some sort of like
magic exterminator.
We think it's like magic bugs. So
yeah,
like
and there's like pictures of all these people like being eaten by bugs.
Yeah, and like, and Shadow Woman's like, killer bees, whatever.
Yeah, she's like, this is bullshit. And he's like, you didn't hear about killer bees because I stopped them. I was the one who stopped you from knowing who the Kree were.
He says this a bunch. He's like, hey, I know how to be covert. And I'm like,
you're the worst covert agent if you're just telling people.
You're just telling everybody that you did it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
so proud of you.
Like, you're the most uncovert, covert person.
Yeah. So he's like, we need to get Giant Man.
Yeah, we need to get like some people. So he's like, I need an expert in
bugs.
Bugs. And so
they're like, aren't we lucky?
that
Giant Man.
Aren't we lucky that Giant Man is alive and sane?
And he's into bugs.
And he's into
bugs. Well, but he's really only into ants.
Well, no, he's into bugs and he knows how to deal with bugs. So he know they bring him in, you know.
They call him like an entomologist?
Entomologist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he brings him in and he's like, okay, well, I got some bugs and, you know.
Are those boxes of bugs that he's got right there?
You know, I don't know.
He's holding boxes. He like gets off a plane and he's holding like these big boxes and.
Maybe they're donuts.
Well, maybe he's bringing donuts. It's really thoughtful.
So he goes to the Rand. Okay. So before we do this, so he goes to the Rand Meacham.
Sure.
Factory. I think it's in wherever it is, Texas or whatever.
Doesn't matter.
And he's greeted by Danny Rand. He brings him some donuts.
Oh, okay. I see. That's where he comes from.
Yeah. And he's like, well, you know, I'm here to check out some bugs. And they're like, what?
And give you donuts.
And give you donuts. I went to rent to Randy's.
Yeah.
Got you some donuts.
They're really good.
He's carrying these donuts for like for a fucking ever.
Yeah. I don't even know. He's like here.
Or you know what? Maybe it's his helmet. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
No, it is his helmet because he's carrying, because he puts on the helmet.
I'd rather think that they're donuts. I'd rather think they're donuts. So they're like, hey, Hank, how's it going?
And this is when that guy, this Mathiasen is like, hey, Dr. Pym, a.k.a. Giant Man, a.k.a. Ant-Man, a.k.a. Yellow Jacket.
And I'm like, calm down.
Calm down with your fucking names.
Too many names.
Yeah.
You're getting like P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs.
For wrestling fans. Giant Man, a.k.a. Hank Pym, a.k.a.
Yellow Jacket.
Big Show, is the personality equivalent of Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Brutus the Barber Beefcake, a.k.a. Brother Brutai, a.k.a. The Butcher, a.k.a. The Man with No Name, a.k.a. The Zodiac, a.k.a. The Booty Man, a.k.a. The Disciple, a.k.a. Brute Force.
You know, I think...
A.k.a. Ed Leslie. Oh, I forgot one. A.K.A. Dizzy Hogan.
You know I think wrestling is dumb.
It is dumb.
And it's because of shit like that. You don't need that many names.
Leslie's got that motherfucker beat.
So many fucking gimmicks. Dumb.
So basically...
he puts on his, like, talking to insects helmet. I don't know what else it does.
No, it's a talking to insects helmet.
And he goes, all right, I'm going to... And it goes, zum, zum. Which I don't know what that means. And then he screams and he takes it off and like, oh my god, what? And he's like, no, it's just like
I heard all the bugs singing at once.
Bugs are singing like in harmony. I've never heard
it's like
that
Joe's
before.
Apartment. Remember Joe's Apartment?
Yes, I do.
Remember how they all sing and
yeah, I never watched it because gross.
Yeah, I never.
But I know what you're talking about because I remember the commercials.
So he listens to the Joe's Apartment podcast and his helmet, and then
his helmet just like bursts into flames, and
which
like,
I think is actually pretty funny.
And they're like, "Should we stay and hang out with Giant Man?" And Dr. Drew's like, "Nah, fuck it."
Well, Dr. Drew, they're like there, but you can't see them,
right? And he's like, "Fuck it, I got my information." And then Shadow Woman, she becomes Shadow Woman, and she's just like do 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 do, like floating behind him because she's not Shadow Woman here, and she's Shadow Woman here.
And she puts on her Spider Woman outfit.
That got
stuck in the wash with some red or purple dye.
Yeah, and so now they're outside, and they're like, "Oh man, I think we gotta like start digging a hole."
Actually, I don't know exactly how he. Apparently, Dr. Druid just figures out that there's a place somewhere on the premises
where you can find bugs.
Where the bug source is.
Yeah.
And so he's like, "All right, let's dig a hole." And mystic senses detect the disturbance below us.
Yeah.
And Cadaver
reaches in to his chest and he pulls out a rib, which becomes a big flaming sword.
Mm-hmm.
Now my question is this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think when Adam, the first man, when God ripped out his rib, do you think he was trying to create a sword and accidentally created women?
Yes.
He was like, fuck, this isn't what I intended, but close enough.
God was like, I want to start a fencing club. Oh, shit.
Oh, no, a woman.
Here's
a lady.
Here's a lady.
This is not what I meant. I really wanted another flaming sword.
Let me invent. I want to invent a sword. I wanted to chop a ball with it.
Yeah.
And then I recreated Earth.
Yeah, that was a huge problem.
And everything, all these other, all these other things.
All of this was a mistake. I just wanted to just put that out there. This,
God,
none
just
of,
wanted defense.
None of this was my intention. I already had a family.
He wanted to do some,
I had a bunch of angels. We were all hanging out. And then all of a sudden, I just wanted to create sports, and I created you stupid idiots instead. Sorry about that.
You wanted to be like one of those samurais that cut things really fast in those YouTube videos, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Where the guy's so good, like, he cuts a BB in half.
Well, it's kind of like there's so many stories like that. There's like, you know, the dude who created sticky notes. He was trying to create like an adhesive,
mm-hmm.
and it was so weak, and he was just like, oh, this isn't what I wanted. They like threw it in a cabinet, and then years later, they're like, wait a second, this is a thing. Like that we could actually use, but they did. They wanted it to be like a strong adhesive. They didn't mean to create sticky notes, like the adhesive used on sticky notes. So maybe this is the same problem. And so finally, God got it right because Kadaver can pull out this big sword.
God got it right.
He did. It took him a while.
That's
because he didn't intend on this.
That was when he debuted. That was the name of the. The cadaver sign. It says God got it right.
Yeah, so finally. It took me forever. I wanted to have just a...
Can you imagine? I'm trying to imagine somebody sitting around. It's like, imagine if God wanted to be a samurai. But like, he made the
He sword, accidentally the made ribbon, chicks.
But now he just make like a dude, and he could be like, name is Cody, and like...
Yeah.
He could be like a rockin' zombie.
Give him real cool hair. He's got pink hair.
Let me tell you about the 90s kids. This is what we did.
So, Kadaver, like, digs a big hole.
Yeah, actually, first thing, he uses his bone sword to dig a hole. I don't really see how...
He chooms it.
I don't understand how a sword is practical in digging a hole.
I don't.
You go, look, if you have a sword and you think you can dig a hole...
Stab.
Get back to me. Like, do a video. Do a YouTube video.
Yeah, of you digging a hole with a sword.
First, cut a BB in half.
A BB?
Or whatever. Cut like a ball. Have somebody shoot a ball at you.
A tennis ball.
Tennis ball. Cut that in half.
That's pretty cool.
And then dig a hole.
Yeah.
And tell me.
With your sword.
Elwood. Dig a hole with your
sword. You could. I mean, you could. I don't know if it's necessarily the most efficient way to dig a hole.
Well, clearly this one it is.
Sure. I mean, his sword is flaming. So maybe the fire helps, but I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. So he digs his hole, and then they end up wherever the bugs are.
Mm-hmm.
In like a bug chamber.
Bug chamber.
And... Then this is his apartment.
This is back in Boston where Dr. Druid.
Yeah.
Where he lives. And so basically out of this lady statue comes, this is the I think his name is Slorioth.
Okay.
He's the demon that Dr. Druid sold. So this is
so that's separate.
This is separate. This is just
so
like,
he shows up and he's just like wrecking the place.
Yeah, and a couple issues from now, there's something's gonna happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then we go back, and this drawing really fucks me. I don't like it. So
well, basically, what happens is, so a bunch of these bugs attack them.
They turn into swarm.
But they ends up being swarm.
Who we've talked about before.
I don't remember talking about swarm.
I'm almost positive we've talked about swarm. Before.
You've definitely have read issues of comics with him in it.
Yeah.
Like I feel like there was
like a Spider-Man or something.
Well, it was a Spectacular Spider-Man. Wait.
Or was it a Daredevil? There was something. I swear to God, I've read something with Swarm, and I feel like it was on the show, but it could just be something I read.
See, now I'm actually thinking there's a Spectacular Spider-Man that we did a long time ago that had Swarm in it.
I feel like maybe. Yeah, because it's just like
I think you're right.
I think so. I could almost...
I thought it was the Champions that we did, but because there's a Champions that they reference in here.
Yeah.
Because you can even see there's even a picture here of him fighting the Champions.
Yeah, no, I feel like it was a Spider-Man or something.
No, you're definitely right, because he's a Spider-Man villain, basically.
Yeah, and I feel like we read something where he showed up.
Maybe it's a Spectacular. I have to go back, because it must have been one of our very early episodes.
Because when I saw him, I was like, oh, it's that guy again.
Yeah.
So
this freaks you out.
Well, not this drawing.
What, this one?
Nope.
What, this?
Nope.
This?
Nope.
This?
Yep.
Wait, oh, this?
Yep.
Why?
Look at his eyes.
Yeah, because
they're bug eyes.
Because he's having
fucking weird.
He's having a seance.
No, it's really gross.
He's Dr. Druid.
Okay, it's gross. It's really gross and really upsetting for me.
Okay, I thought you were talking about this homage to Alien.
No, I don't care about that.
Where the cadaver and Druid are stuck into the wall.
Swarm.
He actually yells. Actually, I just noticed this. He just yells
inconceivable.
Inconceivable, like he's fucking Wallace Shawn.
Yeah.
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
I don't think I've ever seen that happen.
Inconceivable.
I'm going to take a picture of that.
Yeah. So Dr. Druid
is awesome.
Cadaver. I don't know where Shadow Woman went.
Well, because she happens as she became, because when they were getting attacked, he goes, Shadow Woman, become a shadow and get out.
Yeah, that's right.
And because she's a shadow, these bugs can't see her.
Right. So they get like attacked by the wall while Swarm's attacking them. Cadaver is.
So basically, like, real quick, Swarm is basically a Nazi skeleton covered in sentient bees that he controls to create himself a body.
Yeah, it's gross.
And then he's also got like a purple cloak.
Yeah, it's gross. And then so Dr. Druid is like thinking and his eyes turn into like bug eyes. You know how they have multiple eyes? Really fucking creepy. And then he's seeing in each one of his eyes.
We're seeing a bunch of Swarm's history.
Yeah, all this different stuff. But just the way they draw it is really upsetting. It looks like his eyes are full of eggs.
Ew.
I really don't like it. It looks like it would be squishy.
Yeah.
And it's gross.
Yeah, and he gets, and like, I think he tries to connect with Storm. Or
Swarm.
Swarm. Swarm here through his mind, and it fucks him up, and Swarm starts, like, you know, basically shouting a bunch of exposition.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he's like, my energy.
You're a superior life form.
Yeah, bugs are great. I'm going to, basically.
Bugs forever.
And basically what he wants to do is that he's at the RAM, at the Rand Meacham place because they have a super collider and he's going to use its destruction to create a massive electronic magnetic pulse rendering the technology inoperative of Earth, and he's going to use all of his bugs to take over the world.
Well, in fairness, there are more bugs on the planet than there are people.
Well, all the bees are going away, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in general, there's more bugs.
Yeah.
And nice. So if they ever became sentient, they could totally kill us.
Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe they should do that.
What are they waiting for?
Take back the Earth. Oh. So
basically Dr. Druid is like, I need backup. So what he does, and this happens in the next issue, is he reaches out to telepathically reaches out to Iceman and Archangel.
Death.
And because he went back and he was like, okay, they beat him, Swarm, before back in
whenever
the Champions. So
maybe they can help me out.
So they can help me out. And apparently, you know, we cut to Greenwich Village and Iceman and Archangel are like, hey, me and Hank used to come to this. I guess Bobby's like, Hank and I used to come to this. A fern bar, whatever. What's a fern bar?
I have no idea.
But apparently they do poetry here.
Sure.
And they're out in the village, and he's like, let's go to here. And then all of a sudden, they both get a message from Professor X.
Yeah.
But it's basically Dr. Druid posing as Professor X. And
being like, hey, come help me. By the way, I just want to say that this drawing of Archangel is terrible.
Oh, what, this one here?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because it looks... I realize his wings are like ripping his coat.
Yeah.
But what it looks like is he's like crucified.
Oh, he's been crucified before.
It looks like he's crucified to the wings. But I know that's not what's happening. It's just
shredding.
But the way his body's positioned, it's just not a good picture.
Having to shred.
Because it took me a while to figure out what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. So then we go cut back to. This is actually, I kind of like this part here too, because Hank is working.
We're back on the base thing.
And then something happens where the bugs all start flying out of the machines.
He's like, and everybody starts screaming, "Get them off of me!" And that's when Danny Rand is like, "Oh, time for me to be all Iron Fist because I'm gonna chop a bug or something."
Actually, I'm trying to. That's
I'm like, what good are you?
I don't know what he actually does. I mean, I think I have to go back and read the next issue of this. Yeah, but
you don't do any good here.
No, he does something here because basically what happens is he's.
I do like that he doesn't have time to change his pants.
No, because what he does is he's running away, but he has his Iron Fist mask and he starts like
taking off his shirt.
He has his shirt, and then everybody and Hank Pym sees him and he's like, "You're Iron Fist?" He's like, "Look, we don't got time to talk about this right now. We obviously have a shit ton of bugs to deal with."
But so he's got his like his little cowl, he's got his Iron Fist shirt, and he's wearing his slacks.
Yeah, he's got his slacks and dress shoes.
Yeah,
he doesn't have his little slippers.
Well, that's what I mean. It's from the waist up. He didn't get a chance to change anything else. And no, he's like, screw it.
Well, at some point, he has to rip off the pants like a stripper.
Yeah. Like the tearaway pants. He's going to do a Magic Mike.
Nice.
Iron Man in Magic Mike.
Iron Fist in Magic Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
that should be next season.
If the Netflix series became a homage to... If him and Luke Cage decided to hook up with Channing Tatum...
Yeah.
And Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
And wanted to do like a Magic Mike kind of thing.
Oh, I'd watch it.
And then they go and hang out with, you know, Fish Mooney.
Yeah.
Better. That's right. She's in that movie. Better series.
Oh, so much better. It would be so much more exciting because Iron Fist is really, really boring.
I just wrote the best Marvel series ever. Yeah. Actually, if that was just it's the Defenders.
So much better. It's so much
because,
better.
Because I'm not really, I'll be honest, I'm not really looking forward to the Defenders.
Really?
Because it's basically... I mean, I haven't finished watching Iron Fist.
That's because Iron Fist is boring.
It is boring, and I have to finish watching it, but...
I liked all the other ones.
Yeah, Jessica Jones was pretty good.
Luke Cage was good.
Luke Cage is great. I think Luke Cage was really good.
Yeah.
And Daredevil Season 2 was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as... I don't know. I have my doubts about it.
Well, I think the problem is I'm hoping... I hope they figure it out, because they're like, oh, we have 13 episodes. We need to do 13 episodes.
Yeah.
You're like... No, you don't.
No, just do six.
Do six. Do eight. I don't care. Do nine. Doesn't matter. But give me, instead of, like, because they tend to drag there in the middle, except for Iron Fist just tends to drag all the way through so far. And we're on, like, what, like, episode six?
I don't even think we're that far.
Ugh. It's just very boring. And you're just like...
I forgot we haven't finished watching it.
No, yeah, because it's boring. But, yeah, if they could just, like, get rid of that drag, it would be so much better. And I hope that they can do that for the Defenders.
Well, the thing about that is that the Defenders ain't gonna. It's the Defenders that I know and that I like is not going to be represented here.
Yeah,
as much as it could be.
Maybe next time.
So that being said,
so Bugs, Iron Fist. So basically, Hank Pym.
As he's fixing himself here, because basically he's like, "Look, I got to become Iron Fist and like
punch a bug."
Wait. So he's like, "I have to use my chi to fight off these bugs and ward off the insect stings." And that's all he does. I don't even really know what he's doing.
He doesn't really do anything.
He's got a bunch of bugs on him. He's sweating. Maybe yeah, honey on him.
It's gross.
And then at the same time, Dr. Pym is using his helmet to kind of create like a static signal that will keep these bugs away.
Yeah. That'll drive them away. So as that's happening, like Shadow Woman is just not having a good day. She's like falling.
Well, yeah, she's falling through as a, you know...
As a shadow. She falls through.
Well, we forgot this part here. Oh. So this dude here, this Matheson guy, he's like, hey, so, like, shit's going crazy here, but, like, he's calling, like, whoever it is, you know, somebody back in Washington, I assume.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, if, like, you don't hear from me, like, every 30 minutes, like, just nuke this place. I mean, it's a very...
R.I.P.
us. Yeah, it's basically, it's a very, like, Avengers, the first Avengers movie where they're like, you know, things aren't going so well, maybe we should nuke it.
Yeah, fuck it.
You know, there's a bunch of... we'll just blow up Manhattan.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going
to
do?
You know, that's all we need to do. I mean,
yeah.
So, you know, Trump already would have sent the bomb.
Oh, yeah, no, all these people are already dead.
Like, you know, there's... I saw a wasp today. I blew up with a nuke. I made America great.
That wasp was not great.
I saw the band Wasp. They told me to fuck like an animal. So I blew him up with a nuke. R.I.P. Blackie Lawless.
Could you see Trump at a wasp concert?
Yeah, well, he probably thinks it's like for white dudes. He's like, Wasp? Oh, great. This must be a good band. Yeah. The best band they're going to play. But Wasp should have played his inauguration instead of Three Doors Down, which... Yeah, I wouldn't be interested to watch.
Do you think he would just like tie a bandana around his stupid hair and just like do the white boy head nod in the back?
White boy head nod.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's the white boy underbite. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Dude at a concert who just like bites his lip. He's like,
Do you need a headband? Mm-hmm. A headband?
I just think, you know, since it's Wasp.
He would just take his red tie and just wrap it.
That's what I mean. Head. His tie's long enough. He would wrap it around like eight times.
He
would still have so much of it. It would like hit the floor.
He could tie it around Baron's head. They could both head nod. He could head nod and make Baron head nod.
Yeah. And you gotta, because it's like that bandana. That like very 80s, like when dudes used to wear bandana. It's like a Rambo bandana.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like Rambo.
Yeah. And he's like, we'll scotch tape this to our heads.
Oh, what a buffoon.
Scotch tape is the best tie tack.
Take your Rambo headbands and listen to Wasp.
Sure. I mean, what else are you going to do? So she goes down. She sees the sword.
Yeah, she sees his bone sword. She tries to pick it up.
Doesn't work.
For some reason, when she says, like, I can't... Oh, but when she's like, I can't get this bone.
Yeah. Sword.
I can't pick it up, but I somehow have to bring cadaver to them. To the sword.
Yeah.
I guess that's going to make things better.
Sure. And so, like, the bugs are flying through her. Obviously, she's a shadow, so it doesn't matter. And she gets to where they are. And that's the last we see of them. And now we're back up with Iron Fist and Hank Pym.
And basically, like, the Pym, you know, Pym's helmet, like, is becoming more and more ineffectual against these bugs.
Yeah, because they're starting to, like, build structures and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah, and they're getting better. And so if they break through, then that's it.
That's it. We're all going to die.
So, yeah.
Because it looks kind of like they're building, like, a Caesar's Palace type thing.
Nice.
Like, you know, that little, like,
or they're bringing a building a Bellagio fountain?
Yeah.
Or maybe, well, like,
no,
a
no, you know,
fountain?
When you walk, if you're in Caesar's Palace and you go through that, like, little shops area, that place called?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Forum, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, well, the Forum's a... Wait.
Don't they call it the Forum?
No, you're right. They do, yeah.
And, like, you walk through and, like, you look up and it's stars and clouds and all that sort of shit. And that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Except with bugs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what's happening.
Yeah, they make Caesar's Palace. Good job, guys.
They make Caesar's Palace.
Good job, bugs.
And they hold WrestleMania 9 there and all as well. Oh, no. Jen just spilled her coffee.
On myself.
So that's it for Secret Defenders. That's it for this issue. We have our defense line.
I spilled coffee on my shoulder.
How did you spill coffee?
I don't know. can't be trusted. All right.
So we have our
letters page.
And it's the letters page for Secret Defenders is defense lines.
Okay. Eh. Not bad. All right.
Yeah, it's okay. And you have like
Craig Anderson, is that the guy that was in that documentary?
What, the Bill?
Yeah, wasn't that the guy he wrote something with?
Oh, I don't know.
What
I mean,
that guy's
Craig
name?
Anderson's probably a very common name.
No, maybe. I can't remember.
Yo, it could be the same guy, because if it's comic related, maybe.
Well, that's the thing. I'm trying to remember what his name was. I feel like it's definitely started with a C.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we get a bunch of letters. I mean, I don't ever read the letters.
Oh, I don't read them.
It's a lot of people being like, I kind of like this book.
Love this or I hate this.
Yeah, this is a good book, guys. I like it. And yet, like, the defense lines, it has, like, a bunch of the random characters with no actual...
Yeah, but they're, like, not Secret Defender characters.
Well, they all were at some point.
Oh, okay.
So, Wolverine, you got, I think, Human Torch.
Yeah.
Nomad, Captain America, yep. Cyclops, Iron Man. I don't remember Iron Man being in it. Maybe it was. Spider-Man. And then you have, at the very end here, because, like, it's the word lines is kind of, like, written
like
in, like, marker
cursive.
And
yeah.
You got Silver Surfer doing a little slide.
Yeah.
So he was definitely in it.
Yeah.
But there's no Doctor Strange, which I find interesting.
Yeah. He's too weird.
Yeah, and that's it for this issue, because now you got, you know, and actually, like, down here, because you have the current Defenders.
Yeah.
And you just have the heads, and you just have, like, Shadow Woman, Dr. Druid, and Kadaver. Kadaver's just like, ah!
Yeah, Kadaver looks like he's going to eat Dr. Druid's face. He looks like a Pac-Man.
He does.
And he's going to be like, ow, ow, ow.
I would like zombie Pac-Man.
Ooh, that would be amazing. If somebody made a Pac-Man, but you're like a zombie head, and like everything else is like brains.
How has that been made yet? Actually, that's a great idea.
Instead of the cherries, it's like a fucking brain that shows up and stuff.
Oh, man, you could totally make that.
Yeah.
You make little ghosts, but you make like humans.
Yeah.
Trying to get you and just go, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, that'd be so great.
That's a license to print money, gamers. You get
right?
on that.
Who wouldn't play zombie Pac-Man? I would.
Or zombie. Yeah, just zombie Pac-Man. Like, Pac-Man is, like, he's dying or he's dead.
No, you just, like, program right over Pac-Man with, like, zombie icons and stuff.
No, yeah, I think you kind of have to make Pac-Man into a zombie.
Well, yeah, he is. He's a zombie.
Yeah.
Zombie Pac-Man.
Yeah.
The zombie face. And then, like, cherries and all those little things are, like, brains and shit that show up. And then the ghosties are humans.
I like it.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm brilliant. Give me money.
We should give you money. You deserve a dollar.
Thanks, babe. Yay.
So that's it for Secret Defenders number 18 from August 1994. Would you read the next issue of this?
No.
Okay.
I got really bored by this book.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'm going to read the next issue of this.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to read all these. Once I can get all of them
you
at once.
You love the Secret Defenders.
I am a big fan of Defenders. I'm a big fan of Secret Defenders. I'm a big fan. You know what? I've never actually, something I never picked up was the Defenders, like the sort of some of the reboots they've done in Marvel, that like with Misty Knight and all that. I've never picked those up, but I've never really been that interested in them. I just like my old 150 issues of the original Defenders and this crap from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
I'm into it.
That's your wheelhouse.
That is my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
That is my wheelhouse.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm definitely going to check this out. And that's it for this week's show. So, thanks for listening, folks. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean, S-H-A-W-N. That's how you spell Sean. and also my other podcast with Joe Todaro, talking about wrestling magazines like we do talk about comic books on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's called I Could Talk Kayfabe. You can find that on iTunes and everywhere you get your podcasts. And where can people find you?
I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, jenstansfield.wordpress.com. Email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. And find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever.
Yeah, definitely check out the Facebook page. We try to post on there as much as we can, as much as I can stand being on Facebook.
Yeah, no more Facebooks.
It's a challenge in this world.
Yeah.
When Rambo Tie Idiot and everybody else are making dumb decisions.
Rambo Tie Idiot.
And they're making we're doing Geostorm 2017.
Yeah.
I just want to do an episode where I just bang my head into this microphone for an hour.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm sure people would love to listen to that.
It'll probably be our highest rated episode. Yeah. So please, when you're on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, give us 5 stars if you're rating us. If you think we deserve it, definitely helps us move up in the rankings and definitely helps us just be more visible. We would love that to happen. So thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.